This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Can we get some air horns real quick?
Absolutely.
Some air horns, man. Some birthday air horns.
Oh, let's do that.
Carmichael Dave, happy birthday from your biggest fan.
Is it really his birthday?
Dave's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's really Dave's birthday.
Happy birthday, Dave.
He turned 50 today.
Happy birthday, Dave. Salute to him.
We broke kayfabe a long time ago.
Yeah. Happy birthday. I didn't know that. I wouldn't not give him air horns, but that's not who
I did. I did have a smart ass tweet prepared with the picture, but I was like, I don't know. I think it would be funny. I don't know if everybody.
So you said kayfabe's been kind of broken.
Yeah, I was gonna tweet happy birthday, Carmichael Dave. You'll always be King Casey's favorite radio show host,
and then that would actually been pretty funny.
That would have got a pop
for that.
I mean, it's still his birthday.
It would have upped the vibes.
Birthday. Oh, the vibes are good. Put that post up.
But no, happy birthday, Sarah Hodges.
Sarah Hodges' birthday.
Happy birthday, man. So yes. But the August 11th going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, August is pretty strong. We got Mattson at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Your boy, I guess he's not my boy anymore.
Who?
Lem's birthday's tomorrow.
Shout out, Lem. Oh, we got a nice
little... Them poor brothers at Sac State. learning what a game fit workout is for the first time. Lord.
We got legend D'Lo on the 13th.
We got a little three-piece right here. We got Dave and Sarah, Lem, and D'Lo.
And we got Mattson at the end of the week.
What day is
Kyle's the 15th.
Kyle's Friday.
Who's the 14th? We need to finish this week off.
Yeah, if you have a birthday on the 14th, please let us know. This is vital. Kyle says his best friend's wife is has a birthday on the 14th.
I knew that.
So we're good.
I believe we've celebrated a birthday together before. I knew that. Yeah, August is a great month. Vonda's, whose birthday we were celebrating over the weekend, her birthday is tomorrow.
Come on, man.
Also,
when is Io's?
Io's is in March.
Oh.
Which
oh,
is great because Katie's is in March.
Gotcha.
So our birthdays are March and August.
Okay. There we go.
As we're getting through August, too, I know we got some hot days coming up, but we just completely skipped through summer, I guess.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it was hot this weekend.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just saying
that is a good thing.
Yes.
All right, I'm just making sure because I know you like the weird humidity and all that. Like, this was a great summer we just had.
You know what happened to me yesterday?
I know you're all summer vibes too, so I get it if you were disappointed.
You know what happened to me yesterday? Reese had these baseball scrimmages yesterday, and we were out in Folsom. And
it was like
a 9 a.m. first pitch. It was a doubleheader, 9 a.m. and like 11 or something like that.
Left that house at 7 o'clock in the morning, huh?
6:45. We were there in plenty of time, though. Like, we were there like 30 minutes early.
Oh, yeah, it's just that drive to Folsom's a mission.
Had to make sure. It's what I do every day, damn near, just a different direction.
Oh, yeah, super dead.
I don't be tripping. So, yeah, I get there, and I'm going to watch the game. And, you know, it's going to get a little hot, so we're going to move the seat a little bit. And, you know, I'll be in the shade as the day goes along or whatever. And then shout out to my guy, Andrew. He goes, "Hey, Kitty, you want to be first base coach today?"
I said,
kind of called me out. So it's like, all right, man, I got it.
Just to be clear, this isn't a question. Because you're going to look like a little bitch if you say no.
So, yeah, I was first base coach for both games yesterday. Okay. And
what happened to putting the kid at first base or something?
Huh?
Putting the kid at first base, teach him something. First base coach.
Could have been the move, too. They could have done that, but they didn't. They
And when the Kenny didn't. Out there, that's an honor.
Yeah, and they end up losing both games, and I kind of, not even the coach, and I kind of got frustrated with them.
Casey told his kids after, "I was out here for what? 100-degree weather for what?"
Well, look, the whole thing was they was worried about how hot it was. Now, the kids are 12 years old. I understand that. I was like, "Hey, you out here. Like, you're going to be out here regardless. So let's go out here, make sure we stay focused, execute, do what we're supposed to do." And that's what I said. I said, "We're out here, too. Coaches is out here, too. Stay locked in.
Just dump some of the water in the hat. You'll be good to go."
We ain't got no time to feel sorry about how hot it is. It's time to execute. They didn't execute. We'll work on it, though. We'll get better.
Says Will, because now he's the official permanent first base coach for Reese's team.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
That's classic tough. Kicking and screaming situation.
It's about time for me to get back on these sidelines, though. I'm about ready. I'm about ready. It's time. Sidelines or dugout, one of the two. Sidelines, preferably.
What do you think it'd be like if D'Lo was coaching? How do you think he'd be as a coach?
Like a coach of any sport? A coach
you could
of
pick
anything?
Your sport.
I think I'd be good. I think I'd be great, actually.
What would your coach comparison be?
My coach comp. Who would it be?
Coach
and what
like
I mean
Cuba.
By that, like your demeanor, your whatever. Like there is a hint of Phil Jackson, and not like success. I'm just saying Phil Jackson and Joe Mazzulla. Like I won't call a timeout. I'll sit there. They got to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll like something will happen, and I will walk down the bench. Cursing at nobody in particular, just so I wouldn't get attacked. But I'm just getting it all out. Just they'd be like, "Yo, coach, be bugging."
Yeah. That's definitely Joe Mazzulla. I think you know what I was gonna say. Y'all won't believe this if I say it. Is Tony Dungy? I'm just gonna be chill. Y'all think I'll scream and yell? Like I won't. Like I'm.
See,
I'm,
but I no, think, I've seen you. Like if someone's not doing their job the right way, like that'll piss you off.
Yeah, but if someone, okay, all right, so let's work through this. Is someone not doing their job the right way once?
Or multiple times.
Someone, okay, yes. then it gets a little difficult. Then I become Tony Dungy talking about the idiot kicker. then I become that version. Or maybe I'm Spoelstra. Maybe it's that.
Maybe I'm
bumping shoulders with the star player on the team. Maybe that's what it is.
Is Will correct here? Team goes down by 10. Great. This is fine. Y'all figure it out.
You don't want to run the plays I'm drawing up? Fine. You do it then. You got it.
Y'all make me sound like a crazy person sometimes.
Yeah, I can see Dame as a Spoelstra.
That's probably how it goes. Spoelstra might be the one.
Yeah, I can see him as a
Spoelstra. Because Spoelstra's pretty cool, but he'll get hot.
Yeah.
He'll definitely get hot.
Would you get
Who'd he almost fight?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Jesus Christ, that's right. It was Jimmy Butler.
He's telling Jimmy, "Really, Jimmy, you're going to fight me?"
And then
really?
who almost beat Jimmy's ass? It wasn't you, Dewey? It
was.
Yeah, okay. Would you get a lot of technicals?
Nah. Nah, I'm going to save my money.
You know who I would actually be like?
I'd be like KC, though. I'd cry if my team played hard and fell short. Like, I'd be like that.
Be tough.
Yeah.
I'd be like Willie Grant.
You know, guy, the game's not even over. And he's crying. It's half
time. Willie, it's tip-off. What are you doing?
You know who I would be, like, to a certain degree, from the stories that I hear and what I see? I'd probably be a little like Coach K.
Gosh, you guys hate playing for Kenny then. Like,
I'd be like, not that Coach K, Our Coach K.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Krzyzewski.
I'd be a little...
Okay.
I'd be a little... I'm telling you to do something a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to do it a certain way.
Because
mm-hmm. there's a reason why I told you to do it a certain way.
That's right.
And if you don't do it a certain way, now you're going to frustrate me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, there may be some room for you to color outside the lines, but I'm asking you, I'm telling you to do it a certain way. Because I think this certain way will work. Do it this way.
And when they don't, are you going to call and yell at me too?
Yeah.
Okay. It's only fair.
I think we're playing the wrong game here for KC, and Drew Down's kind of along the same line of thinking here. Not the commissioner, but what owner do you think KC is most like?
Oh, Jerry.
Good point.
Yeah, Jerry. Like Jerry. Everybody knows it's Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, people get on these owners a lot. Like, just let the basketball people. Man, if I own the team, yeah, I'm in the meetings, bro. Who are you talking about?
Who's the best owner in basketball right now? Or in sports? You can say sports.
It's probably Clay Bennett. Because Clay Bennett just collect the checks and let Sam Presti get all the attention and do whatever he wants.
Yeah, the best owner is the one that's out the way and just literally writes the checks.
You know who's coming to mind for me is Josiah. He owns the Brooklyn Nets. He owns the New York Liberty.
Man, I saw his portfolio yesterday. That was crazy.
Yeah.
He owns a lot.
Yeah. And I was like, he seems to be fine. Like Brooklyn's their... They're under the cap, the one of two teams under the cap, letting Jordy figure he won't fire their general manager. So he's like, nah, y'all go ahead and figure it out. We're trying to do this. His basketball team is a completely different setup. His women's basketball team is a completely different setup than his men's basketball team. And he's approached that the right way, too.
Right.
I don't know what sparked my thinking in this, but I legitimately was thinking about this yesterday. Like, who's a good and bad owner?
And that is always such a loaded question. Because mm-hmm. just because we make this argument all the time with Vivek, just because the team is no good doesn't mean, like, what he's investing into that franchise and this community.
Mm-hmm.
That's also part of ownership. But we only look at the – Sarver went to the finals. Mm-hmm. Was he a good owner?
No.
So –
We'll come back. Can we get that link to Jake Gayden? Jake's going to join us in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, because I need to know what the hell is going on. People ducking the smoke? That's what they doing?
Well, we'll find out when Jake Gayden joins us in about 30 minutes. We mentioned DeMontis Sabonis. He was in Rockland at his basketball camp yesterday. He had some things to say. We'll talk about that. Steeler McKC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so for those that were listening during the commercial, we're going to get to the what some will take as controversy.
Casey did that thing during the break where he's like, yeah, no big deal, but here's 30 minutes of content.
Oh, easily.
But
easily.
I knew it would be...
No, he did. In Kenny's defense, he did say, well, we could do this tomorrow, but I'm looking at a few things we had laid out. There's some things that could be moved.
We can push the MLB home run race to tomorrow.
Right.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was really prepared to talk about Cal Raleigh today.
That's your boy tearing it up.
That's fine. That's fine.
Kyle Schwarber, he creeping up on him. He creeping up.
Hey, so here's what we'll do. Let's talk about Domas a little bit. We're going to talk to Jake. And then we will get to what you just said during the commercial break.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay.
So Domas spoke yesterday. Domas was at his basketball camp and spoke for like 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes. Sounded like everybody was there. Heard Jake's voice, heard Matt's voice, heard Sean's voice. I could run it for you. He doesn't like really say anything. If you listen really closely, you might be able to pick up on a few things. Mm-hmm. The thing that stood out to me the most was he kept talking about Doug and the new offense. He referenced the new offense a handful of times in his discussion yesterday, which kind of, I didn't really think much about it the first time he said it, but the second time he said it, I kind of was like, all right, it's something enough to where he's repeating it. Like, it's a new offense. How different is it going to be than what we saw last year? Mm. Now, of course, Doug was, as he has pointed out on numerous occasions, kind of coaching on the fly, fixing the plane in the air, whatever, you know, analogies he had. He didn't have time to prepare for this. He certainly didn't have an off season, didn't have a training camp, didn't have anything like that. So I'm not really sure what this new offense that Domantas Sabonis is talking about is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Doug talked frequently about the volume of threes that he wanted this basketball team to shoot. But with the roster essentially being the same, I'm not sure that you're getting to that number that Doug was pushing for last year, which I think was 40-plus, yeah, with DeMar DeRozan and Domantas Sabonis at least appearing to still be in your starting lineup.
Yeah.
I don't even think Dennis Schroeder is a high-volume three-point shooter.
No.
I'll pull the exact numbers. I just don't – I've never thought of him as that.
No, I don't – he's not. That's not really his bag like that. And I think that may be what Doug would like to do in a perfect world or in a perfect situation. But
3.7 attempts on his career, 3. Hold on. It gets weird when you play for multiple teams. 4.9 last year, 3.7 on his career.
Gotcha. So yeah, that's not the team that they seem to have. I think a lot of people were looking at the Doug Christie quote or saying something like that pretty literal, and I understand that because he said it, right? Like, mm-hmm, he literally said it. But I think there's some room for how the offense is going that particular day, how it's going over a period of time. Like, if you found something within the offense that has DeMar cooking from the mid-range, or Zach LaVine cooking from the mid-range, or Schroeder and Sabonis on a pick-and-roll that gets you mid-range looks, I think there's some wiggle room with what Doug is talking about. I don't think it's set in stone, like, this is what we have to do. We'd like to, but if we don't get there, that's cool too. I think Doug's – what he wants to do with the offense as far as three-pointers – I would say that's, I guess, would probably be like three or four items down the road of what he wants to do with this team.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to establish just a identity and culture with this team, with how they play basketball, a tough-nosed, hard-nosed element to how they play basketball, first and foremost. I think the second thing would be defensively being a hard-nosed team, having guys that'll get after it, pick up full court from time to time. I think that's the first two things on his identity. Offensively, I think that also ties in with how they play basketball, a physical brand of basketball on the offensive end. And then you talk about getting up 40 to 50 threes. So when he mentions that, I don't think that's it's about one, two, or three in how he wants to mold this team right now. That's why I'm not tripping that much on what they have compared to what he said as far as trying to get X amount of threes up.
Okay. Well, in the X amount of threes was last year. Mm-hmm. We're trying to put pieces of a puzzle together. DeMontis Monis did reference talking to Doug quite a bit through this offseason. Domas didn't say anything bad. He also didn't really say anything. Again, if you read between the lines, maybe you can pick apart some different things that he said, but I just don't know that Domas. We had a game of Domas answers. Like, would they ever be over 10 seconds or whatever it was? And, like, I'm pretty sure you took the less. You won every time. That's just kind of Domas. Like, he even acknowledged to us when he joined us to talk about starting five. He doesn't like doing this stuff. And that, I'm positive, includes his basketball camp. It's just not something that he enjoys. So you're never really going to get a lot from him when he talks.
Right. And, you know, Domas, I'll stall him out a little bit with just how he speaks and how he goes about things. He's pretty gracious with his time in situations like that. It's like you just mentioned, it's not something he's always itching to do. Like you could tell like he doesn't want to do it, but he understands it's part of the game. It's part of his role on this team. So he opens up to be able to do that more regularly than probably he would like to. And like when he would speak, he didn't say anything bad, but he didn't say things like, yo, like what I always like to, I'm here, you know, I'm galvanizing these guys. Yeah. He didn't say those type of things, but I stall him out. This is where I stall him out in that respect. That's not really how he
talks,
goes about things.
Yeah.
So I, to a certain degree, if he were to do that, it would come off forced and unnatural based on what I've seen from Domas the 3-4 years he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not how you talk, bro. Like, you're trying to act a part as opposed to being who you naturally are. And while I may like to hear those type of things or whatever, I also look at Domas like, I understand that's not how you get down. That doesn't mean you're not a leader. That doesn't mean you're not, you know, trying to galvanize a locker room or something like that. That's just not how you speak in public to the media like that. So, yeah.
Well, let's see what TC talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC? TC.
TC, what up, big dog?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, y'all got me. What's up with my two brothers?
No, we got
you. We good,
you.
Man. We good.
Oh, listen. Hey, let's check it out. Hey, so I'm scrolling X, right? Twitter, however you want to call it. Hey, that's a cold picture right there, man.
What?
With Kenny with the...
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Kenny and the baby Kurt.
Oh, it's up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, nah. It's up. It's all love.
I know. Hey, I seen the boy. Hey, I seen the boy Karma. I said, man. I started laughing. I had to tap in. I know y'all heard my call earlier, man.
I missed it. You text me. I missed it, man. I didn't see it.
I grinded Kyle's gears earlier, bro. I had his gears grinding. When I came on talking about Kyle Shanahan, he kind of got mad at me, bro. He was like, basically, like, TC, you ain't got to keep calling. I know you hate him and all this because you hate people that.
Okay, that was Kyle. Kyle just cut you off.
Yeah, he said we ain't having
that. Kyle just said, I don't want to hear a single word you have to say.
Westbrook, I was thinking about it.
Oh,
hey, okay. Hold on. I was thinking about it, D-Lo. man, I think we might just have to bring Brand either way, and then we might just have to figure out who we going to move and who we not the PT. Like, I get it to try to move a guard. We got 20 of them. But just to get Russ here, bro, and figure everything else out later, I'm with that, man.
Okay. Appreciate you, TC.
To sum that up, like, he called in earlier. He said basically earlier that he'd take Westbrook on this Kings team. If it came down to Westbrook or Monk, he'd want Westbrook, just given, I guess, what he brings as a vet and all that.
I disagree with him on that one. If it came down to Westbrook or Monk, I'd want Monk.
Why?
He's a better player today.
Is he a better player for what the Kings need?
To me personally, they're about the same.
Okay. For what the Kings need, not as players.
For what the Kings need, okay. and as players today. Like, they are both, I don't even want to say this about Malik, because I don't necessarily think he's there, but they're like trick-or-treat players. You'll get a great performance, and then you'll get this awful performance.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ, at this point in his career, that is just what he is. Like, there is no middle ground with Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. He's either playing a great game, and he's helping you win a game 7 against the Clippers, mm-hmm. or he steps on the court in game 7 against the Thunder, and the whole game shifts in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who he is. And I think Malik Monk, on a smaller scale, is like that, but he's a little bit more consistent at this point in his career than Russell Westbrook. Just a little bit more consistent.
Okay. All right. I feel like I could pick apart what you said. I don't know that I would use the word consistent to describe Malik Monk, but that's not exactly what you said. You said he's a little more consistent than Russell Westbrook is right now.
Right.
So, okay, like I hear you.
A little less erratic.
No, for sure. Yeah, and Russ is, by his own acknowledgement, is erratic in a certain sense. I'll say this in terms of the case for Russell Westbrook. Putting my general joy and happiness aside, is there something to be said for, it appears the Kings don't want Malik Monk?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily works like this, but, you know, TC talking about go get Westbrook, figure it out later. Again, not knowing how they could pull this off. Like, is it a situation where you go acquire Russell Westbrook because you can't move, you don't intend to play Malik Monk? Mm. And again, I don't know that it necessarily works like that. But I've heard Westbrook's name in Sacramento for months. I won't go so far as to say it's a foregone conclusion, but when I asked about, the conversation really started about the Denver thing. Mm-hmm. Because I asked, like, he has a team, right? Like, that, like, he has a team. And the person was like, no. He just didn't want to play another year in Denver. And I heard James this morning talking about Russ should be playing for a contender. Like, he should, like what he did last year, he should be trying to go win a championship. And while I think a title would mean a lot to Russell Westbrook, I don't think it means more than being close to his family. If Doug Christie tells the Sacramento Kings, you know, they have the day after the game off, he charters a flight and goes home and with his family the next day in Los Angeles. Right. Or that night he's with them in Los Angeles. Right. I think he'll take that over chasing being a role player. And granted, he was a really important role player for Denver last year in winning a title. That's just my opinion. I don't know that for sure. But when I listen to the man talk, like, you know, a lot of people talk about priorities, priorities, priorities. When Russell Westbrook talks, it sounds like family is his number one priority. Mm-hmm. Not questioning the man's love of basketball, not questioning anything like that. But that's why you don't go to Boston to try to win a title or go to New York to try to win a title. It's like you don't have the ability to, Mike Brown gives this day off, which we know he probably won't anyways, to just hop on a plane and wind up in your Southern California home in 45 minutes.
Right. Some of these guys like Westbrook, I look at it as personal, perfectly reasonable. Some people may think it's selfish or anything. I don't think it's like that at all, but they want to still play basketball. They still want to be part of
a
team where they can contribute and, you know, get playing time and all this other stuff. You go to the Knicks or you go to Boston, you might be seeing a bunch of DMPs.
Right.
You know, and like, yeah, you'll be in a winning situation, and that's always great too. But you know, you still want to play basketball. You no shade to this guy at all, but not a lot of people want to be Kevin Love. You know what I'm saying? Where Kevin Love is just kind of on a team and hanging around. Like, they want to still get out there.
What kind of team are the Kings trying to build or build towards if you're moving off of Malik Monk's and adding Russell Westbrook's?
Survive.
But what does that mean?
I
don't even necessarily think that makes you any better. So I'm wondering, okay, are you trying to build an identity? Are you trying to build a culture with that kind of move? Like, what is the thinking here?
Maybe not, but it could also just be the idea of there's appears to be something about Malik that this front office doesn't like.
I get that. Like, just fine. If you're not a Malik Monk guy in Sacramento, like in that front office or whatever, that's fine. But like I said, my just question is, what are you trying to build here then?
Well,
what
is
the culture, the identity? Like, what are you adding then?
The culture identity, I think, stays the same, but you might be adding some flexibility financially. If you can get in a situation where you move on from Malik Monk and you get maybe expirings back or you get something that better fits your roster, whether it's like a wing player or some type of forward or something like that, and that better fits trying to win, or you get a young player or something like that, that balances the roster out a little bit. It also may potentially balance your books out a little bit more. I really do think the biggest issue with Malik Monk is his price tag for the Kings. I think if he was making $7 million a year, I don't know if we have the same feeling about, like, yeah, they're just trying to move on from this guy.
No, because he'd be playing under the Trey Lyles deal damn near. Like, that'd be severely underpaying him. Is $18 million really that much?
It's not.
Like, we talked about it a few years ago.
It didn't feel like it was a lot last year. This year, it feels like it's a...
And if you shed his salary, like what are you
feels like
adding?
A Joe Johnson Atlanta contract.
I don't believe that it's that much, but it feels like league thinks it's too much for a non-starter.
So let me ask this question. You think Malik Monk is a better player than Russell Westbrook right now?
Yeah.
Fine. Is Malik Monk a better point guard than Russell Westbrook right now?
If they're coming off the bench,
you're thinking way too long. The answer to me is definitively no.
Well, if they're coming off the bench, like, I could have Malik Monk play with the basketball in his hands for a little while, like how it was when he was at his best.
Malik's not a better point guard than
Russ, and you know how I feel about Russ. He's a wild card,
he's still a better point guard than Malik Monk is. If you want to argue Malik is a better basketball player, that's fine, but he's not a better point guard. And my point in that was that's what the Sacramento Kings want, is a point guard.
They need to. Well, like, I can't argue with what they want, but like, I feel like they needed a starting point guard. I feel like the backup spot you can kind of move with just Malik playmaking with the ball, basketball in his hands and stuff like that. I feel like you don't necessarily need a traditional backup point guard. Like, starting, yeah, that didn't work out. Malik Monk is not a starting point guard in the NBA, no doubt. But I feel like coming off the bench, you can kind of work around that.
I look at this. This may take a little more time to just go through some things. But I look at some of these winning teams. And I think Malik Monk is perfectly fine at $18 million a year. But outside of Naz Reid, are there a lot of bench guys that are making that type of money?
Yeah, so I think Kyle said this whenever it was. Like, how many, like, contending teams have a player like Malik Monk on their team at that salary as well?
That's the salary, man. The
salary. And I don't know how many do.
Is Austin Reeves better than Malik Monk?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, you answered that already.
Yeah. Right. I didn't mean that to, like, come across anyway. He's better. Yeah, I think Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves is probably significantly better than Malik Monk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Austin Reeves really good though. He's a good ball player. No shade to him. I look at Indiana. Obi Toppin's making 14, 15, 16 over the next 3 years. TJ McConnell's making 10. I saw Isaiah Joe was making like 11. So
D'Lo's a thought.
What you thinking?
I let y'all ride with this long enough, and I'm terribly
sorry.
What
do you mean?
Malik Monk is not better than Russell Westbrook right now. No, he's not. He's not.
Oh, I disagree.
Nah, he's not.
Why not?
Why do you come to that conclusion?
Like, I'm just looking at numbers. The numbers are comparable. Like, and that was with the role Russ had last year. Malik did everything from start to come off the bench to be a point guard to be a two guard. Like, what is Malik? Let me ask you this. What is, man, God, I'm not trying to turn heel on Malik. Like, what is he good at?
He's a better scorer.
Yeah.
Today.
Malik at his
best.
He's a better scorer. All right.
Better shooter.
Malik at his best.
The game plan will never be leave him open in the corner for any team.
We saw him in that playoff series. I mean, the one playoff series, but he turned up when they needed him. I think Malik.
Man, that was 2 years ago.
Well,
I'm talking about Malik today.
They haven't been back since. Yeah, that's fine. Malik.
I don't
last
know that
year,
Malik is that.
Malik last year, the starting point guard, is horrible. Like, not horrible, but like, yeah, that doesn't work. I have no interest in that. But Malik Monk, the sixth man, is one of the best in the league at what he does. Mm-hmm. Malik at his best is better than Russell Westbrook at his best at this point in their careers.
Hmm. Well, I don't. Okay.
Russ can probably.
Do we know what Malik's
better.
Best is? Like, is Malik's best the first year? Is that truly?
He was really good the second year, too, because we were scared to death that he was going to leave. He was bombed.
Of course.
There were a number of games that he won that second year. You know, the one off the top of my head is the Orlando Magic game, the overtime game. He had like 33. Like he
had moments.
He was really
sure.
good the second year, too. Last year, nothing really stands out last year. The Cavs game with him and DeMar. At home.
Last year, you had breaking case of emergency with Malik. Like, that didn't work for anyone on the team last year.
He was really good in that Dallas one where DeRozan hit the game winner. He was really, remember, he had like 10 mm-hmm. points in overtime. But nothing
he
really
got drowned
out
by the game DeMar had. Right. DeMar's game was
like
insane. And then Malik in overtime was crazy.
I don't necessarily believe this about the second year team because I wasn't too high on them because they just seemed pretty inconsistent. But people will tell you that if Malik was healthy at the end of that year, they'd make the playoffs or the play-in too, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. I think they would have.
Yeah.
I think they would have finished top six.
And I feel like the
last year I'm going to give them
that's
a
lot of romanticizing. The team wasn't playing well at that time.
They were
now. I'm not questioning.
Okay,
like it
they,
went.
They took the nosedive once he left. That's kind of what happened.
I don't even know.
Time.
Okay. They were barely scratching the surface of being okay. They weren't playing, and then Malik gets hurt, and then it dies.
They were. I'll find out in just a second, because they. I'm not saying it like they were killing when he was there, but they were moving in a good direction.
And what do you do with a player that you clearly don't like?
Well, you move him, but I guess at this point we just don't agree with him. I don't agree with the Kings. I'll say.
It doesn't feel like moving Malik Monk should be so vital
for
this basketball team. Like the idea that you can't figure out, the idea that you maybe can't figure out is the wrong way. The idea that you don't want to figure out a role for Malik Monk is just, it's
maybe,
great. It's something that about this offseason that I completely don't understand.
Maybe you guys can explain the money reasons to me for this one, but I just never, like, once they were like, oh yeah, they were trying to move off of Malik to get Schroeder in here and send him out, it's like that didn't make any sense to me.
Can I repeat the problem? It's Devin Carter. Devin Carter remains the problem. Are we having these questions about a team that has Dennis Schroeder, Malik Monk, and Russell Westbrook on it if Devin Carter is gone? This isn't about Devin. It's the fact that Monty screwed up the draft last year.
100%.
And now the Kings, Scott Perry, are stuck with it.
So you think if they were able to move Devin Carter, they'd be perfectly comfortable with Malik Monk being here?
There shouldn't be a question about moving Malik to sign Russell Westbrook. That should not be a question.
Right.
And Devin Carter must not be thought of too highly around the league just about the shoulder or what? Because he is a lottery pick from last year. I figure that's can't have like no value at all.
To be honest with you, if I were them, I wouldn't even be tripping off Devin Carter like that if I didn't think he was. If he doesn't play, he don't play. But I need to make whatever moves I need to. If I bring in Russell Westbrook and that puts Devin Carter further down the bench, that's just something I got to chalk up. You know what I mean? Like I can't him being there and feeling. And I don't think Scott Perry feels this way, but him being there and feeling like, man, I gotta find a role for him because he was a lottery pick. If I don't believe in what he can bring to the table, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah, I think that's just a loss for the Kings at this point.
Real quick, last year, or not 2 years ago, the Kings were, I don't know exactly where they were in the standings, but they were 11 games over 500 when Malik Monk went down. They were 42-31 when he went down. He averaged 17 points, 5.5 assists that year.
Okay. Is there another footnote to that injury? Herter got hurt. They were gone at the same time. You lost your entire depth at that position.
True.
Like that. True. I'm not repping Kevin Herter, but like, yeah, that matters. Like they
absolutely matters.
They lost everything they had at that position.
Absolutely matters.
Pretty much in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
This shouldn't be a conversation. That's the other part. Like signing Russell Westbrook, moving Malik Monk shouldn't be a conversation. You can feel however you want to about signing Russell Westbrook. I'm so confused as to why moving Malik Monk is such a conversation this offseason.
Man, I really think it's the money. I really do. And you're trying to.
I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that too. It seems like they're more eager, I feel like.
I do think it's the money. When you, like I said, and I read off some of these contracts, they're not that far off. Obi Toppin's not that far off. Isaiah Joe's not that far off when you talk about their AAV. And those are bench guys.
Well, because what are you looking for if you're trying to move off of that? Like, you got a guy at his best, like a perennial sixth man of the year candidate. Like, what are you exactly? Like, I know you're looking for a wing, but are you getting the same production or anything close?
Well, if you're getting Russell Westbrook at a cheaper rate, yeah. If you're getting Russell Westbrook at $3 million, $4 million a year, while I think Malik Monk is better, he can give you a lot of that at $13 million a year.
All right, I think I'm lower on Russ than you guys, though.
And I think that's how they're looking at it. They're like, Malik Monk provides a whole lot, but we can get 80% of what Malik brings to the table, whether it's Russ or somebody else, we can get 80% of that at a cheaper rate. That's kind of what we want to do. And take that other $14 million and go get a small forward or a power forward, which is something we don't have.
We're going to talk to Jake Gayden in a second, and I don't want this to – because Karen DeBagley, like I get y'all don't like Russell Westbrook. The Kings were 25-20. That's what that number is when Malik Monk started at the point guard position. That's what he said. So I'm going to tell Sakir DeBagley to do is to go look up when Russell Westbrook was starting for Denver and tell me what that number is. And I won't. You don't have to because I have it in front of me. He started 36 games for Denver last year and was 22-14. Now go look at Denver's record and look at what they did with Russell Westbrook in the starting lineup. You don't have to like Russell Westbrook. You don't have to like his 3-point shooting, but don't talk about him like he's an inefficient point guard.
Well, not that, but also
he was a huge reason that Denver was where they were last year. Might have been a huge reason why the season ended, but he's a huge reason why they were where they were last year. Go ahead, Jesse.
We're just rolling now?
Can we? I don't know. How long can we go? Like,
we go to 58.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's bring in Jake now because he's outside. He's
yeah, where Jake
he's
at?
Got his sunglasses
Where's Jake
on.
At? This guy's champagne and campaigning, it looked like.
What are we doing, Jake Gayden?
Guys, did I tell you that I flew to Cape Cod?
Jesus Christ, Jake, you were in studio
yeah, what
last
the hell?
Night.
We were talking to you last night.
Would you get on the red eye again? Would you get on that JetBlue red eye?
I got the JetBlue red eye to Boston, Dame. And
bro,
we pulled up to Cape Cod this morning.
Do you have like a season pass where you just leave the studio and fly to the East Coast every day, every week?
Life's good, fam.
It sure isn't bad. Goodness gracious. What are you going to do when the JetBlue flight runs out and you have to find a different way to get to the East Coast?
It's a depressing state. I'll tell you that.
All sure. Right.
Hey, we have to take a stop somewhere in the Windy City or
Chicago.
You stop in Chicago, you never know if you're going to get out. You might be at that. You might be at O'Hare forever.
What I tell you about Newark?
Dad, don't do that. You got me worried about a flight that's 4 months away.
What did he say about Newark again?
He said that flight gets canceled all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have a backup plan in place with my beloved Delta, but you know how much anxiety that text gave me? I went right home. I was like, Katie, Jake said the flight's going to get canceled. You're going to be stuck. Christmas Day, flight's going to get canceled.
Newark is a good look, too, Jake. Don't talk about Newark now. It's a good look.
Problem with that. The FAA's got to figure out their thing over there.
That's true.
Straight up.
Yeah, I keep reading depending on it. Oh, Newark's finally figured it out. And then you find an article a week later. No, they didn't. No, I'm still a bit messy over there. Hey, you tweeted a bit of a, if we got Woj bombs, it's a local bomb about the potential future of the Causeway Classic. Jake, what's going on over there?
Guys, it's some interesting stuff. So, of course, we've been keeping tabs on what's happening with Sac State a bunch just because they are making moves over at East Sacramento right now. Let's set the table here, right? Sac State going to be leaving the Big Sky after this year. We knew this. It was not a surprise. The original plan was to go to the FBS level and move up as an independent. That's not going to happen. So they're going to be an independent on the FCS level. So what does that mean? Well, think Notre Dame, but on the FCS level for things, right? Because of that, that means that their annual game with UC Davis that was built into the Big Sky regular season conference schedule will no longer happen. So starting in 2026, that game has to become a non-conference game. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Unfortunately, UC Davis has scheduled all three of their non-conference games next year, where they play San Diego on the road, they play Southern Methodist or SMU on the road, and they play Stetson at home. They have no interest in trying to cancel any of those games. There's money tied to those games. There's contracts tied to those games. So, unfortunately, they can't get out of those non-conference games, leaving Sac State with the ability to not be able to really play them next year. Now, in 2027, is it a possibility? Absolutely. The only thing that UC Davis has on their non-conference schedule is UCLA. So there's two other games that can fill those spots. Sac State will probably be one of them. But right now, it's not looking like they will play in the 2026 season because, one, UC Davis doesn't have a non-conference availability, and two, that they're not playing in the Big Sky.
Yeah, that's I understand it. I don't want to talk crazy about UC Davis, but you can get Stetson out of here. You can get Stetson out of here.
That's what I'm saying, though, fam. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like you can get them out of there. And I know the way it goes back and forth, it was probably supposed to be a game at Sac State. Sac State, to make sure that the rivalry continues, they should forego that being a home game and give UC Davis the home game they would have with Stetson. And, you know, they'd have to play 2 years in a row at Davis. That's cool or whatever the case may be. But Stetson can go. Like, what are we doing, Davis?
I just think, again, these things are planned out 2 years in advance. There's, like I said, there's contracts implemented with this. I think if you're Rocco DeLuca, who's the athletic director at UC Davis, you say to yourself, okay, I want to honor the contracts that we've already signed. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm a good partner to these people. But at the same time, I understand. It's the 71st Causeway Classic this year, guys. Like, this is one of the oldest rivalries on the West Coast for college football. Like, this is not like something that's just a slouch game. Right. Sacramento gets up for this game every year. So, unfortunately, you know, I don't know if it's the rubber meets the road with this. It's as simple as that. The rubber meets the road. You can only do one or the other.
Let me ask you something real quick, Jake. Because we've talked about this, and Jake's got to hear me, you know, because he's on a boat somewhere. I don't know where it's going on. But we've both heard and we've seen kind of the ill will that members of the Big Sky have had towards Sac State because they're leaving. Do you think that plays into this at all, that UC Davis is kind of repping for the conference and everybody's had a lot to say about Sac State leaving, and they're not willing to bend on this because they left the conference the way they did?
For everything I've told, it has nothing to do with that. Now, Don't get me wrong. I think Sac State has ruffled a couple of feathers within the Big Sky on how they've approached heading into this season and how prideful they've been in terms of the recruiting class they brought in and how good they think they can be this first year. Mm-hmm. But if when it comes to UC Davis, hey, like, they welcome the rivalry. They love the rivalry. They love how it brings everybody together. I just think that, again, this is just UC Davis didn't plan for Sac State to make these changes, right? Like, that's something unforeseen. This is something that Sac State decided to do, and it's not like they asked UC Davis's permission to do it. It's just, unfortunately, this is where the state of college football is. You have contracts, you have different conference affiliations. One team's trying to move up to the FBS, one team is staying in the FCS. There's conference changing. Like, it just, this is what college football is like. And unfortunately, I think this is where the consequences come in terms of when teams make decisions to leave a conference or to try to rise to a different level. This is the consequences. You know, you don't get a rivalry game for maybe a couple of years because you just can't fit it on the schedule. Mm.
So there's no resolution to this. Like, this like, it's just
done.
Well, they
can get Stetson out. That's the resolution. I know they got contracts or whatever, but you could pay to get him out and get the Sac State game in there.
So, and that's where my thing comes in, where it's like, I think you could get Stetson out, and I think if you're Mark Orr, the Sac State AD, like, say, hey, I can help supplement some of the money with that and say, hey, we can bring this game in and make it happen. But if I am Mark Orr, the athletic director of Sac State, and Rocco DeLuca, the UC Davis athletic director, I am making sure that starting in 2027, and there's a 12-year or 15-year or 20-year contract or maybe a 100-year contract of saying that we are going to play each other in a non-conference game every year. Like, for me, if we want a resolution to this, okay, we say that we don't play in 2026, but we're going to play every year after that. And maybe it is the first game of the year, or if you're asking me as a casual fan, Labor Day weekend, every year, Causeway Classic. It can be a phenomenal family annual event. It will be, what, week three of the season, week two of the season. I think that's where it sits perfectly within everybody's schedule, and that's where you make it every single year.
That'd be fire.
Jake, are you going to get on a boat right now, or like a sailing boat or something like that? Like,
we're at Narragansett here. I'll show you. It's the lager right now.
Jake, we don't know what that is. This is too rich and too white. What?
You want to say, hold on.
I still don't know where you're at, Jake. What? Oh, yep. What's up, fellas? All right.
What up, though? What up?
All right.
Everyone's having a great time. We're on the, if anybody's been to Cape Cod, it's Harwichport, Cape Cod. It's phenomenal. We're going to have a great time no matter what.
I have no doubt, Jake. I have no doubt. No one has more fun than you, my brother. So tell me, and how does this work? When do you come back?
I come back on Thursday.
That's rich, bro. That's
yeah, you
rich.
Are. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
rich,
man.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you got the shades and the polo t-shirt. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Boy, he about to make a move.
Hey guys, I'm already wearing. Like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
No. Like,
nah,
he about
right.
to make a move,
he about
baby.
To...
Hey, let's make one thing straight. I did not go to a white party this weekend with everything was wearing white. Okay, that was not me. I was a good boy this weekend.
Jake. I think all your parties are white parties. Hey, thanks for jumping on with us, man. We love you, brother. We'll see
great
you.
Job,
we'll see
dog.
You back here Thursday.
Hey, see you guys. Have a great rest of your day. All right.
All right. That's our man, Jake Gaydon, walking the streets of Cape Cod right now.
Just doing what he got to do.
He's talking about I didn't go to an all white party, sir. I think all your parties are all white parties.
I didn't see it. I'd have been with my boy Jake and Tiger a couple times, though.
Well, I did.
I'd have been with my boy Jake and Tiger.
I think the sisters love, they love them some Jake Gaydon.
Yeah.
They love them some Jake Gaydon.
Jake getting Tiger and, you know, numbers go up. He's doing numbers.
Yeah, well, numbers do go up. Yes, indeed. Hey, shout out to Dusty Baker, man. He pulled up to Baker Family Wines yesterday. Shout out to Zebra PT and her wife. They went out there. They grabbed some bottles of wine, took some pictures with Dusty Baker, posted those on social media. Make sure you're following at Baker Family Wines. You never know when Dusty's going to pull up. We try to tell you every time we get the drop that he might show up because that man is extremely busy in retirement, as has been stated to us. He is significantly busier since he's retired. And one of the things that he's doing, man, is making these tremendous bottles of wine like this 2022 Pinot Noir I'm holding right here. You could join Dusty's Clubhouse, find out about it, the exclusive releases they got jumping off like the 755 Honor and Hammer and Hank Aaron. You can find out about tasting room specials I posted to the stories today. They have trivia nights. They have bands performing. Like, it is just not a place that you just have to go and drink wine. It's a place that you could go sip some wine and do a full day of festivities, man. It's a great place. And most importantly, it's in West Sacramento.
Right there. right there in West Sac, man.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com to find out more about Dusty's journey here, making these incredible small lot wines. Again, right here in West Sacramento. Big thanks to Dusty Baker for being part of the family. And big thanks to everybody who went out there this weekend and tagged us in pictures and posted their pictures and did all of that great stuff. And if we have any more conversations about this Sacramento Kings basketball team and who should and shouldn't be here, we're going to wind up drinking all of these bottles by the time this week ends. Because I got that whole time Jake was talking, I just have Malik's basketball reference page up.
And what it's did like, you see that made you feel like Russell Westbrook was better?
They're just comparable enough. Like, I won't run with the Malik is hands down a better basketball player at this stage. Like, at worst, they're comparable. Like, I know you guys don't like Russell Westbrook. Like, I get that. Y'all don't like him. He doesn't hit enough. I get it. But in terms of what they bring to a basketball team at the point guard position, they're comparable. And I just keep getting hung up on the fact of what do you do with a player that your team doesn't want for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Contract, because at some point this doesn't happen. You got to pull Malik aside and say, hey, got games to win. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, and now Malik is on edge, and I don't care how locked in Malik is. You're on edge till February because you don't know where you're going to finish your season at. And we act like that's not a big deal. It is. You have to pick up and move from your job to go to another place and do your job there, which could be completely different than the one that you're asking to do here. Mm-hmm. And so Malik is going to have that little tinge in his stomach at this point from till February.
He is, but, I mean, it's nature of the beast, and he's going to have to play well.
You're right. It went great for Kevin Huerter, right?
He didn't get absolved because he didn't play well. Like,
no, he absolutely didn't get absolved.
You have to
play well. But we could say this over and over and over again. We said that about Kevin. He didn't.
I understand.
And the object is to win basketball games.
Does this team need Malik scoring more than anything else, though?
We will answer that when we return on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, Jesse, what was your question again?
Does this Kings team need Malik Monk scoring more than, I guess, what Westbrook can bring to the table that wise?
So do they need his scoring more than they need like a traditional pure point guard? Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Not asking you guys. I guess the Kings. Right? Yeah, like, that's, why are you moving on from Malik Monk then?
Like, why did this all start? Where did... Because it is not the fan base. There's no reason to believe it's Malik. And I'm not sure...
Because after LaVine and DeMar, it's like... I mean, we talked about Domas enough. Keegan, we're still waiting on the aggression. I mean, you have Schroeder there. But you're going to need scoring. That's what the league needs.
And most importantly, you need a shot creator. You know, when he went down a couple years ago, for me, one of the biggest things that stood out was outside of De'Aaron Fox, they had nobody that can create their own shot, which I think create their own shot, get to the line, all this other stuff, which I think was the biggest detriment to that time when he went down. That's why they were shooting 53s a game. That's why they would get up by 20. And because they got up by 20 by shooting a bunch of threes and hitting a bunch of threes, they were able to blow those leads because they couldn't stop a run that would come from OKC or the Knicks or whoever at that time, because there was nobody outside of Fox who could create his own shot. So they still need that. I think you have a little bit more with that when you have DeRozan and LaVine now. But Schroeder, I don't look at him as a guy that creates his own shot. He's pretty crafty. I don't look at Keegan as that. I don't look at Sabonis as that. I'm not going to put that on Neek Clifford right out the gate. And I don't look at Keon as that, although he does it maybe a little bit more than any of those guys that I talked about. So you still need a guy that you can go to that can create a shot on a broken play, that can isolate on a one-on-one if need be, that can get to the line, be a three-level scorer, score off the bounce. So they'd still be looking for that. If you got a Russell Westbrook, you would be able to get some of that. He's not a three-level scorer at this point, but he can get to the cup. He can put pressure on the defense off the bounce. He could give you some of that, but you'd still be missing a little bit of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.